Chapter 2. First Breath in Arindel. Kota tumbled through a storm of light and wind, his body spinning, twisting, and yet somehow landing on solid ground without pain. The air smelled of damp earth and moss, sharp and fresh. He pushed himself up, blinking against the sunlight piercing the canopy of towering trees. Everything felt alive. The forest whispered in colors and scents he had never known. He flexed his fingers. Strength coursed through him, faster and sharper than anything from his old life. Every muscle, every nerve, every heartbeat carried the gift Namu had placed within him. A soft chime sounded in his mind.
System activated. Creation. Interface online.
A glowing, translucent panel hovered before him. Symbols danced and shifted, responding to his gaze.
Welcome, Chosen One.
Please, just call me Kota.
Command. Acknowledged. Welcome, Kota. Objective: assess new body and abilities. Objective: learn basic creation magic.
Kota stared at the panel, incredulous.
Can I really do this? Guess there is no harm in trying.
He raised a hand and focused. A small orb of light bloomed in his palm, trembling at first, then stabilizing as he concentrated. Energy flowed from him, bending to his imagination. The system spoke again.
Orb of light. Basic magic created. Mana consumption. Minimal. Control level. Beginner.
He grinned. This was incredible. A tool, a weapon, a proof that he could shape this world with his mind alone. Hours, or maybe minutes, passed as he experimented. Fire sparked in one hand. A disk of water hovered in the other. A small barrier shimmered before him. He felt powerful, but the system's calm reminder echoed,
"Do not overextend. Your body has limits."
Kota nodded, breathing deeply. He was ready. Or as ready as someone could be. Then he heard it. Movement. A rustle, low and deliberate, weaving through the forest shadows. The orb in his hand pulsed as if sensing danger. Kota froze, scanning the trees. Something watched him. Something patient, calculating, and undeniably predatory. The system chimed.
Warning. Hostile presence detected. Level unknown. Proceed with caution.
Kota's pulse quickened. His first real test in Arindel was here. He tightened his fists, drawing on the raw magic within him. His first instinct was to flee, but Namu's words rang in his mind.
Strength without will is nothing.
He took a deep breath, letting the orb of light expand slightly, illuminating the trees. The shadows retreated just enough to reveal a creature, its eyes glinting like black gemstones, crouched low on all fours, muscles tense and ready to spring. Kota whispered to the system,
"Help me! Show me what I can do!"
The interface responded immediately, a soft glow guiding his hand movements.
Suggestion. Defensive barrier. Energy projection. Assess weak points.
He formed a shimmering shield of light before him and focused on the creature's movements. Its body tensed. Its growl reverberated in his chest. The first real confrontation of his new life had begun. And somewhere, deep in the shadows beyond the forest, another presence stirred, watching, patient, and aware. Kota's arrival in Arindel had not gone unnoticed. The real journey, the trials, the magic, the dangers that would shape him, was only beginning.